Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah adha'afa ma hamidahu jami'u khalqihi kama yuhibbuhu wa yardah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi adada khalqihi wa ridha nafsihi wa zinata arshihi wa midada kalimatih. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanallahil azim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin ar-rahmanir rahim maliki yawmiddin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad an-nabiyil ummi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad adada ma fi ilmillah salatan daimatan bidawami mulkillah. Maulaya salli wa sallim daiman abada ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihimi. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Rabbana yassir wa la tu'assir wa tammim bil khair wa bika nasta'in ya fattah. Allahumma ij'alna du'atan ilayka wa ila rasulik. Allahumma faqihna fid din wa 'allimna al qur'an al hakim. Rabbana zidna ilma. Amma ba'd. Fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Inna nahnu nuhyil mauta wa naktubu ma qaddamu wa atharahum wa kulla shay'in ahsaynahu fi imamin mubin. Sadaqallahu al-aliyyul azim. Hazirin ikram, today is the 31st of December of the year 2010, according to the solar calendar. We live in the vessel of time. We can't escape time. Wal asr. We live in the dharf, in the container, in the vessel of time. And time is calculated two ways, only two calendars. And the Quran mentions it. The lunar calendar. And we have already entered the new Islamic year. And the solar calendar, Shamsiyah. Today is the 31st of December, 2010. Tomorrow, inshallah, hopefully, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us life, health and strength, that we can do more ibadat and prepare better for the akhirat. Will be the 1st of January 2011. So, figuratively speaking, the year 2010 is about to die. The year 2010 has become old, diseased, weak, and the year 2010, which once upon a time was youthful and new, is about to die today. And the year 2011 will be born according to the solar calendar. Wow, 2011. So just as the year 2010 is about to die and the year 2011 is about to be born, so too, my dear brothers, my dear sisters, and I speak to myself also, so too, we, once upon a time, we were young, and then we become old, and then we die, and then others come into existence, and the cycle of life continues. Once upon a time, you were a toddler, then you became a teenager. You were a young man, a young woman. Then you became a mother, a grandmother. You had children, grandchildren. Then you die. and then your generations come into existence. Like that, my dear brothers and sisters, we are going to leave and we are going to depart. 2010 is going to go, 2011 is going to come. You and I will go, and our children will come and continue, inshallah. Movement. Haraka. Al-alamu mutagayir. Al-alamu mutagayir. The world is constantly changing. Wa kullu mutagayirin hadithun. And everything which is changing is hadith. It's something which is not qadim. It's new. It's newly invented. It's made. So therefore, what is the natija? What's the result? فَالْعَالَمُ حَادِثٌ. So therefore, the alam and the world and the universe is hadith. It has been made, invented, created by Allah. But you know what? About time, subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُؤْذِينِ إِبْنُ آدَمْ, that the son of Adam, he causes me, he displeases me. يَسُبُّ الدَّهْرَ, he curses time. That's how he displeases me. The children of Adam, يُؤْذِينِ إِبْنُ آدَمْ, يَسُبُّ الدَّهْرَ, he curses time. وَأَنَا الدَّهْرُ, and Allah says, whereas I am time. He curses time, whereas I am time. It is though he is cursing me. What it means is that ana khaliqu dahri, I am the creator of time. And I am wa ana mutasarrifu dahri, I am the controller of time. All the affairs that they attribute towards time, these are affairs that I have power and control over, but they curse time. أُقَلِّبُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارُ بِيَدِ الْعَمْرُ, in my hand is all matters. أُقَلِّبُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارُ, I alternate the day and the night. I control the day and the night. I turn over the day and the night. But you know what? The son of Adam curses time, whereas I am the controller of time. It's as though he's cursing me. What? We didn't have enough time, and it happens every day. My dear brothers, my dear sisters, wake up in the morning. Wow, it's already 10 o'clock. Before you know it, someone says 11 o'clock already. Before you know it, in the night time, somebody says, wow, it's already 11, 10 o'clock already. And then before you know it, the year has gone. Before you know it, years have gone by. And just like that, before you know it, wow, it's time to die. It's time to go. And time is moving rapidly. So quick. It's time for my death now. I never expected to come so soon. So as wise men, we have to use our time wisely as we journey through this vessel and container of time. We are born to die. We are born to die. The moment a child is born, then the next thing is death. It is inevitable. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِكَةُ الْمَوْتِ, we can't escape from that. Every thing of ruh, every living thing, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ, كُلُّ ذِي رُوحٍ, everything which has ruh and life will taste of death. We are born to die. So no matter how young you are, how youthful you are, how strong you are, how rich you are, how handsome you are, we are all born to die, and we are going to die. But we get caught up in this world and we forget that. with the laughter and the joy and the comfort and the luxury, and with this the deception of the shaitan, the dazzler, al-garur, and with the glitter and the glamour of the dunya, we forget about death. We forget about that. So some people acknowledge this and they say, yeah, we all have to go one day. Yeah, everybody has to go. Everyone has to go. We all have to go. We all have to die. True. But you know what? It is what you do before dying that counts. Because everybody has to die. The white man, the black man, the Chinese, the Indians, the Pakistanis, the Africans, the rich, the poor, the young, the old, woman, everybody has to die. It is what we do, it is what you do that counts before dying. So then, let us not look at another person. Let us look at our own selves. For sometimes we have the bad habit of taking our eyes and glancing at people and looking at their faults, and we don't look at ourselves. I have heard from my asatiza and teachers and elders that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a person two eyes. Take one of these eyes to look at the good in other people, and take the other eye to look at the faults in yourself, and you will have such a pleasant and better life. It is the time for us not to look at no one else, but to look at our own selves. That I have to die also. But you know, it is what a man does before dying is what counts. Even Shakespeare had mentioned in Julius Caesar that the evil that men do lives after them. The good is often interred with their bones. So we have to see, we have to glance at our lives before you say, you know what? I was expecting to repent by the 11th hour, but that came at the 10th hour. And that's how human beings are. Normally, and shaitan helps us in thinking that way. I will do tawbah, I will repent by the 11th hour. But you know what? By the 10th hour that comes. Alas, alas, too late shall be the cry. Too late shall be the cry. Na'udhu billah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله. O you believe, fear Allah. ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله. And let every nafs see, look at its own self, ponder what it has provided for tomorrow. وَلْتَنْظُرُ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. Let every nafs, let every soul see what it has provided and sent forth and treasured up and stored up for tomorrow, the day of Qiyamah, the next life, the afterlife, the akhirat. Not for us to look at others, but Allah says, وَلْتَنْظُرُ نَفْسٌ. Let every nafs, let everyone look and see and ponder, what have I done? What have I sent forth for tomorrow? My bank account in RBTT has $10 million. I have $16 million US. But what about my bank account? What about the akhirat? What about when I close my eyes? When I go into the grave? When I go before Allah? What do I have over there? What have I done with my life? The years are going by. وَلْتَنْظُرُ نَفْسُمَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. Let everyone look and see what has provided for tomorrow, the day of Qiyamah. Wattaqullah, and fear Allah. Allah is always watching. Wallahu ala kulli shay'in shaheed. Allah is shaheed, ever present. Inna Allaha basirum, inna Allaha khabirum bima ta'malun. Allah is well aware of what you do. Allah is also basir and watchful of what you do. So we have to look at ourselves and we ask ourselves that on the day of Qiyamah, when we meet our Rabb and we meet Allah, and Allah calls out, Ya Abdullah, O servant, O slave of mine, come forth. Ya Amat Allah, O female slave of mine, come forth. We have to ponder and think that on the day of Qiyamah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should ask us the question, Bima ji'tani, what have you brought for me today? What have you brought for me today? What have you done for me? What did you do with the life, the health, and the strength that I gave to you? Bima ji'tani, what have you brought for me? What answer can we give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What have I done? And time is slipping by. I am a teenager today. I am 15, I am 16. Before you know it, in a short space of time, that person is ready for marriage. Before you know it, the person is middle age. Then the person is old aged. And then death comes. And what have you done with your life? What have I done with my life? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, Inna nahnu nuhyi al-mawta. Indeed, we are going to bring the dead back to life. We are going to resurrect the dead. Inna nahnu nuhyi al-mawta. Wa naktubu ma qaddamu wa atharahum. And we write down what they have sent ahead. In other words, Na'muru bikitabatihi. Allah says, we order the angels to write down what they have sent ahead, what provisions they have sent ahead, what bank account, what investment they have opened for the next life. By doing good deeds here, Inna, indeed we, the Creator, Inna nahnu, and with taqeed, Inna nahnu nuhyi al-mawta, we are going to bring the dead to life. Wa naktubu ma qaddamu, and we write, we order the writing of all that they have sent ahead. Whether it be good, or whether it be evil, وَآثَارَهُمْ, and we order the writing of what they have left behind, their athar, their footsteps, the things they have left behind. Subhanallah. To understand this, some of the commentators, they quote a short beautiful hadith. Because Allah says that we are going to bring the dead back to life. وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا وَآثَرَهُمْ, and we are going to write down all that they have done. All that they have done, all that they have sent ahead, whether it be khair, whether it be shar, good or evil. وَآثَرَهُمْ, and we are going to write down what they have left in society. Whether it be the evils they have left behind or the good works they have left behind. We're going to write down everything. وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ فِي إِمَامٍ مُبِينٍ, and everything we have recorded in Lawhi Mahfuz, يعني في كتاب مبين, in a book which is very clear. في إمام مبين, في كتاب مبين, which is Lawhi Mahfuz, everything is recorded there. So therefore, how do we understand this ayat? Some of the commentators mention a hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam Man sanna sunnatan hasanatan. Anybody who starts a good sunnah, anybody who innovates and starts a good practice. Man sanna sunnatan hasana, falahu ajruha. For him will be the reward of that. Wa ajru man amila biha. And the reward of all those who will practice upon that good which he started. Min ghayri ayyun qasamin ujurihim shay'un, without anything being diminished and taken out from their rewards. So a man comes into a community, he finds the community lifeless. He goes out in Jawla and Gush, the people do not know about Islam. He goes out, he makes effort, and he establishes masjid, like Mufti Shahid is doing work in Haiti. Good sunnahs he's establishing, laying the foundation for Darul Uloom, Madrasa, Maktab. Community is dead. People's homes are without noor and light. Brothers, sisters, make effort. Build a community, masjid, adhan, salat. Good practices. A person didn't know how to pray, you taught him to pray. The Rasul alayhi salam said, Addalu ala al-qayr kafa'ilihi. The one who leads and shows a person to do a good deed is like the one who has done the good deed. You get the reward. Man sanna sunnatan hasana. Whoever starts up, brings into effect, introduces goodness in society, good practices, good works, help others unto righteousness, unto birr, unto taqwa. Falahu ajruha. He will get the reward for starting that good action, that good sunnah, that good practice. He gets the reward for that. Wa ajru man amila biha. And the reward of all those who will practice upon it. All those who practices upon that, now he gets their reward. Min ghayri ayyun qasa min ujurihim shay'un, without anything being taken away from their reward. So he has opened up a bank account for the akhirah. He starts up a maktab. He starts to teach the children how to read Quran. He teaches the children how to pray. He brings the society and community together. He gives them dawah. He takes them to Allah. When they begin to practice, he gets their rewards. He gets the reward of starting it. He gets their rewards. Their rewards are not diminished. On the other hand, man sanna sunnatan sayyi'a. Whoever starts up a bad practice in society, drugs, homosexuality, lesbianism, rape, murder, theft. Whoever starts up bad things in society and encourages others to do it, and he becomes a leader of fitna. فَعَلَيْهِ وِزْرُهَا. Then upon him is the burden of that sin that he started. وَوِزْرُ مَنْ عَمِلَ بِهَا. And the burden of all those who practiced upon that sin and that wrong thing, he gets the burden of that. فَعَلَيْهِ وِزْرُهَا وَوِزْرُ مَنْ عَمِلَ بِهَا مِنْ غَيْرِ أَيُّنْ قَسَمٍ أَوْزَارِهِمْ شَيْءٌ. Without their sins being diminished in the least, that is the flip side. Nothing is taken out of their sins. وَمَنْ سَنَّ سُنَّةً سَيِّيَّا فَعَلَيْهِ وِزْرُهَا. He gets the burden of it. وَوِزْرُ مَنْ عَمِلَ بِهَا. And the burden of all those, the sin of all those who practice upon it. مِنْ غَيْرِ أَيُّنْ قَسَمٍ أَوْزَارِهِمْ شَيْءٌ. Without their sins being diminished in the least. So we have to ask ourselves, we have to choose, what do I want to do? Do I want to establish sunnatan hasana, a good practice? Do I want to help people? Do I want to leave that trail behind? I'm going to send good deeds forward. And it's going to be a network marketing that everyone I teach, everyone I help, whatever I do, when that person does it to another person, teaches another person, the other person teaches another person, it's a network marketing. My blessings continue. Like on the other side, like Kabil, like Cain, the brother of Abel, like Kabil, who slew Habil, the two sons of Adam, when Cain slew Abel, that was the first murder. He was the one who started the sunnah. Cain, Kabil, was the one who started the sunnah and the practice of murder, of qatl, injustice. So all the murders that will be committed, Kabil has a share in that. He's going to get the sin for starting that. And the sin of all those murderers will fall on him, without their sins being diminished in the least. Which side of the coin do we want? We have to choose before it's too late. Before it's too late. So we have to ask ourselves today that as we go into time, as we go into 2011, so far, what have I done with my life? What have I done with my life? What have I done for Allah? How have I helped the deen of Allah? What did I do for Islam? We have to analyze ourselves, not to look at no one, but to look at ourselves. Because you know what? We are traveling in the vessel of time, in the container of time, and any time now, when we are thinking we're going to wait for the 11th hour, that comes at the 10th hour. As Mufti Ashraf, my ustad, as Mufti Ashraf would quote, and he would say, Kya bharosa hai zindagani ka, aadmi hai bulbulai paani ka. What guarantee is there in life? What surety is there in life? Man is but a bubble of water. And any you see a bubble, anytime the bubble bursts. So today is a day of analyzation. And even the non-Muslims, they make resolutions. But you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to change my life. I'm going to change my life. Change. But you know what about change? Anytime a person says, I'm going to change my life from tomorrow. Anytime the future comes in, galat. It's wrong, batil, false. I'm going to change my life next month, next week. Galat, batil, false. Change has to come now. It has to be real change. And when you get that feeling of change within you and you decide now is the time, then that is genuine. That is real. Because tomorrow may never come. Next year may never come. Next week. And this is some shaitan. Saufa af'al. That thinking, that ideology. Saufa af'al. I will soon do. Such a person is called a mutasawwif, with seeing that I will soon do. Procrastination is the thief of time. It is from shaitan. It has to be now. And we have to analyze ourselves and say when. When is the time? When is the time? Otherwise, kodana kasta. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah says in Surah Al-Sajda, وَلَوْ تَرَىٰ إِذِ الْمُجْرِمُونَ نَاكِسُوا رُؤُوسِهِمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. And if you could see the time when the guilty ones, they used to hear khutbas, they used to hear advice, sermons, lectures, time after time, but when will the change come? Change never came. وَلَوْ تَرَىٰ إِذِ الْمُجْرِمُونَ نَاكِسُوا رُؤُوسِهِمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. If you could see the time, Allah is speaking to His Rasul, when the guilty ones, the criminals, the wicked ones, will be bowing their heads before their Rabb, before Allah, in regret, in shame. رَبَّنَا أَبْصَرْنَا. Oh, our Rabb, today we have seen. We have seen, we see the malaika, we see the angels, we are in the next life, the akhirat is real, we are seeing everything today, oh Allah. Absaruna wa sami'na, and we have heard everything, we have been taught in the dunya or what was propagated to us, it is true. And we are hearing today. We are seeing and we are hearing. Rabbana, our Rabb, Absaruna, today we have seen. Wasami'una, today we have heard. Farujiana, send us back to the world, please. Time went too quickly. I'm sorry I wasted my life. I am sorry I wasted my young days, my youthful days. I'm sorry I wasted my life. Farujiana, send us back, please. Namal saliha. If you do that, jawabul amr, we will do good actions. We will not go down the same road. Na'amal saliha. We will do righteous actions now. Please send us back. Give us one more chance. Inna muqinoon. Indeed we have yaqeen. Indeed we believe. Please. Who's going to come back? Imam Al-Ghazali. Imam Al-Ghazali says, you know what? He says, who's going to come back when he gives the tafsir on this ayat and on to understand this thought, this concept? Imam Al-Ghazali says that, he says, you know, that the ruh is like a fisherman. The ruh is like a fisherman and the body is like the net. So the fisherman throws the net into the ocean and he catches the fish. But when this body goes away, we lose this body, the ruh is taken from it. Once the ruh is taken from it, then we don't have the net anymore. We don't have the net anymore to trap the good amals, to catch the fish. No, we have lost our nets. We are like fishermen now without nets. So the time is now while the ruh is still inside of the body to catch the fish. Otherwise it's going to be too late. But you know what? Okay, it's already 1:15, but we started a bit late today. And then again, maybe today is the last day of the year. So we'll just take a couple extra minutes and close off. The thing about it is that sometimes we make intention, but we are lazy. Laziness, kasal, is a sickness. Laziness, we want to do, but you know, first of all, we must have the talab. We must have the desire to change. It's like a drug addict. If a person is on the white powder, on cocaine, or on marijuana, or on heroin, or on drugs, you could talk to him from now till Qiyamah, he will never change. That talab, that desire for change must come from within. He wants to change. He gets that ihsas, that consciousness, that awareness. He wants to change. And then he makes effort. As I told you last week, the beautiful sentence to remember for life. As-sa'yu minna, effort from us. Wal itmam min Allah, and completion from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the talab and the desire must come from us. I want to change that talab. But laziness creeps in. Our own laziness, our own nafs and nafsaniyat, shaitan and shaitaniyat. So therefore, learn a dua. Learn it. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught it to us. And if you don't know it, then go to those who know it and ask them to write it down for you. Learn this dua. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika. Oh Allah, we seek refuge in thee. Because when you want to go forward on a mission, an important mission like this, to get closer to Allah, you need Allah's help. We think that we only need Allah's help in this world and for worldly matters. We need Allah's help even more for our spiritual matters and for our affairs in the Akhirah. So learn it. Go to those who know it and ask them to write it down for you, because we suffer from it. Masnoon dua. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika wa Allah, we seek refuge in thee min al-hammi wal-huzni, from worry, distress, anxiety and sadness, and that keeps us down. This is a very, very powerful dua. It's a dua taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Learn it, go to those, go to Maulana Saeed, go to Naseem, go to Mufti Majid, learn it. It keeps us down and it gets us depressed. And you get tension and stress and sickness and a person goes down. But who could save us from that? We have the talab, we want to go forward. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika wa Allah, indeed we seek refuge in thee. Min al-hammi wal-huzni, from anxiety, worry, disquiet, discomfort, anxiety and sadness and grief. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-huzni wa na'udhu bika min al-ajzi wal-kasal. And oh Allah, we seek refuge in thee from helplessness, incompetence and laziness. We seek refuge in thee from laziness. Wa na'udhu bika min al-jubni wal-bukl, and we seek refuge in thee from cowardice and from miserliness. Wa na'udhu bika min ghalabati ad-dayn, and we seek refuge in thee from the overpowering of debts, that we can't even pay back our debts. We are always in poverty. Wa qahri ar-rijal, and from the subduing of men, that they overpower us. This dua was taught by a sahabi who was a faqir. He was in need. He had no money. He had no wealth. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam gave him this dua. The sahabi recited this dua every day. In a short space of time, he paid off all his debts, and wealth and barakat started to come in. I will not call names, but one person had come to me, a very influential person in the deen, I will not call names, and he said to me that he's in trouble and he's kind of bankrupt, but he's a very big influential person in the deen. He says, can you ask some of your rich friends to give me some zakat? I told him, I said, don't lower yourself like that. Do not lower yourself to go and ask for zakat if they could give you some zakat. I say, I will teach you this dua. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-huzni, wa na'udhu bika min al-ajzi wal-kasal, wa na'udhu bika min al-jubni wal-bukl, wa na'udhu bika min ghalabati ad-dayn wa qahri ar-rijal. And he started that. And today, subhanallah, he's still in the deen, he's flourishing, business expanded, and things are going good. But that doesn't mean that sometimes we wouldn't be tested, you know. Yeah, sometimes we'd be tested with different things. But the point is that laziness is something that we suffer from too. And we need Allah's help. But the effort must come from us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open up our hearts that we still have a chance as the year 2010 dies and we go forward into the new year of the solar calendar 2011. Let us enter it with better resolutions, firmer resolutions, better intentions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen us. And since today was the last day of 2010, that's why the khutbah went a little long. But inshallah, may Allah give us benefit. Because you know what, sometimes a time will come, we will even have to sit down here for a khutbah anymore. Because we'll be long gone, dead in our graves. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح
الحمد لله أضعف ما حمده جميع خلقه كما يحبه ويرضى أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له شهادة تنجي قائلها من النار وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فيا أيها الناس إن لكم مآلم فانتهوا إلى مآلمكم وإن لكم نهاية فانتهوا إلى نهايتكم فإن العبد المؤمن بين مقافتين بين أجل قد مضى لا يدري ما الله صانع به وبين أجل قد بقي لا يدري ما الله كاظم به فليتزود العبد من نفسه لنفسه ومن حياته لموته ومن شبابه لكبره ومن دنياه لآخرته فوالذي نفسي بيده ما بعد الموت من مستعتب ولا بعد الدنيا دار إلا الجنة أو النار أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إنا نحن نحيي الموتى ونكتب ما قدموا وآثارهم وكل شيء أحصيناه في إمام مبين أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا أيها الناس اتقوا الله تعالى عن سماء اللغو وفضول الخبر وانتهوا عما نهاكم عنه وزجر وقال تعالى مقبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على رسولك سيدنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين خصوصا منهم ذي الأصل العريق أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى الزاهد الأواب الناطق بالحق والصواب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى جامع القرآن أمير المؤمنين سيدنا عثمان بن عفان رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى أسد الله الغالب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا علي بن أبي طالب كرم الله وجهه وعلى ولديه السيدين الشهيدين أبي محمد الحسن وأبي عبد الله الحسين رضي الله تعالى عنهما وعلى أمهما فاطمة الزهراء رضي الله تعالى عنها وعلى عميه المعظمين عند الله والناس المطهرين من الدنس والأرجاس أبي عمارة الحمزة وأبي الفضل العباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما وعلى تمام الصحابة من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم واخذل من قتل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا معهم عباد الله رحمكم الله ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة واغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع مجيب الدعوات أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم ودعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر أقيموا الصلاة مولانا سليم
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله هيا على الصلاة هيا على الصلاة هيا على الفلاح هيا على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Iftahu rahimakumullah. Show your lines are straight, stand close to each other. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأوفوا بعهدي أوف بعهدكم وإياي فارهبون وآمنوا بما أنزلت مصدقا لما معكم ولا تكونوا أول كافر به ولا تشتروا بآياتي ثمنا قليلا وإياي فاتقون ولا تلبسوا الحق بالباطل وتكتموا الحق وأنتم تعلمون وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة واركعوا مع الراكعين أتأمرون الناس بالبر وتنسون أنفسكم وأنتم تتلون الكتاب أفلا تعقلون واستعينوا بالصبر والصلاة وإنها لكبيرة إلا على الخاشعين الذين يظنون أنهم ملاقو ربهم وأنهم إليه راجعون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين الله أكبر لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر Allahi adhafa ma hamidahu jamiu khalqihi kama yuhibbuhu wa yardahu Allahumma salli ala Muhammad an-nabiyul ummi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima Allahumma anta as-salamu minka as-salam tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik Allahumma inna qulubana wa nawasiyana wa jawarihana biyadik lam tumallikna minha shay'a fa idha fa'alta dhalika bina fakun anta waliyana wahdina ila sawa'is sabil Allahumma musarrif al-qulub sarrif qulubana ala ta'atik ya muqallib al-qulub thabbit qulubana ala dinik Allahumma ahyina muslimin وأمتنا مسلمين اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما حسبنا الله لديننا حسبنا الله لما أهمنا حسبنا الله لمن بغى علينا حسبنا الله لمن حسدنا حسبنا الله لمن كادنا بسوء حسبنا الله عند الموت حسبنا الله عند المسألة في القبر حسبنا الله عند الميزان حسبنا الله عند الصراط حسبنا الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلنا وهو رب العرش العظيم رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين وصلي على النبي وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين
Respected brothers and sisters, remember the sunnah after the fard is emphasized. Try and pray them, inshallah. All the young girls, ladies, classes begins, resumes on Monday, inshallah. Call the office and get more details. Remember, my dear brothers and sisters, Haiti, right? We really like a good contribution. Remember, our Monroe Road Masjid is not only seeing about Monroe Road. We have the whole Caribbean. We also have projects going on in St. Lucia and other parts of the Caribbean. Please give generously, inshallah. Tuesday night, looking for the new moon, inshallah. Tuesday night, and all the brothers are reminded about board meeting, regular board meeting, monthly meeting, tonight, inshallah, after Maghrib Isha. Very important, my dear brothers and sisters, from tomorrow, the fine and the charge for using your cellular phone whilst driving is $5,000. So brothers, that has become law. Brothers should take a note of that, inshallah.